WBAL.com.
Today, the Carroll County Commissioners voted unanimously to adopt an ordinance making English the official language of county government. Opponents say it's an unnecessary law that will make even legal immigrants feel unwelcome in that county. I think there's one college professor at McDaniel who agrees with them. Amy McNichols is the chair of the Department of Foreign Languages at McDaniel College and director of global initiatives for the college, and she joins us now to talk about it. Amy, thanks for being with us.
Sure.
You were actually there as they were taking the vote today, right?
Indeed, I was.
Did you get it? You sound very disappointed.
I am indeed.
Did you get to speak?
I did. They did have a comment period at the very beginning of the hearing. I was a little bit disappointed. It felt like it wasn't very widely publicized that this was going to be voted on today. But I got the impression they had made the decision prior to the meeting anyway. So,
I mean, your whole world and your whole career is about international education and different cultures, right?
Yes, it is.
Is that why this is so disheartening for you?
Yeah, it is. I've been a Spanish professor at McDaniel College for 10 years, and I've been a professor of languages for more than two decades. So I've actually been very fortunate to have spent a lot of time in other countries that have been quite welcoming of me and my different moments in my learning curve of the languages I've spoken. And I think that's a frustrating thing for a lot of people is that the population that they're mostly discussing is learning English. And they are trying, but it's a very long process. It's hard to learn a language.
Well, is it fair to say that they would be more encouraged to do so knowing that government papers and interactions they might have on the Internet with the county would be all in English?
Well, they are already. It's not really something that I think that for some people they see this as a motivator, but I don't think that the folks that they're referring to need any more of a motivation at this point. There are a lot of opportunities to learn English, and people are taking them up. There are full classes. So they don't need another motivation. It's just the time that people require to learn a language.
This policy is not new, but it's not widespread either. I think we have it in Frederick and in Queen Anne's County. Are you worried that it will continue to spread?
Well, the ironic thing is it may continue to spread, but when you look at statistics that are out there, the Pew Hispanic Center has a lot of information available to the public, and they have shown that the Hispanic population that is on the rise in the United States, it's growing largely due to live births, not to new entries to the United States. So, and then you couple that with another statistic that is, or there's a lot of research to back up that by second generation, usually children aren't learning the tongue of their parents. They are speaking English. If anything, it's interesting, as a Spanish professor, I get a lot of students in my classes who are second generation, even first generation, and they're trying to relearn Spanish. So it's kind of a solution in search of a problem, as another resident said at the prior hearing, and I use the word problem in loosely. I don't think it's a problem, actually.
They said a couple of times that they felt that this is a practical decision, but do you think it's based in something else, such as fear?
Yeah, I think it's fear. I absolutely do. When you look at the demographics of Carroll County, the Hispanic population is minimal. The foreign-born population is minimal. And among those people, we're not remembering that a considerable number are professionals or spouses of professionals that find themselves in the United States, you know, accompanying their families abroad. So I just don't see where this is really a real concern. And all it does is send a negative message.
Amy McNichols, the chair of the Department of Foreign Languages at McDaniel College, thank you so much for joining us and talking about this new law.
Thank you very much for having me.